Welcome to another episode of The Silly with the Hooligans. It's Mitch, Matt Bird.
Hello.
Bradley DeBunbrun.
Hello.
And we actually have a positive game to talk about. This is the first time in like 12 games that we actually have a win to talk about.
It's crazy.
Do you want to know what's better than watching us win on the road? It's doing it on a beach with a margarita.
Oh, that's right. Matt Bird was out of town. He was living the life of luxury.
You know what? I've got to do that more often. That's so much better than driving to Tulsa to watch us get pumped.
You can fly to a beach and watch the game.
I can't argue with that.
No, I can't. I was watching it, and when we were winning, I'm like, I got to do this more often. This is awesome.
As comfortable as it was in the recliner and the big screen TV, I think I'd rather do it on a beach.
Yeah. I'm upset that we're maybe moving to the East, even though we kind of all know it. I'm going to miss that Colorado road trip with the wreck.
Yeah.
There was something to that road trip, too.
That and Aaron and I were talking about it this morning, this weekend after the game, and it was like, oh, San Antonio would have been a good trip.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I talked about that one, too, and I was like, oh, we'll do it next year. But maybe the year after that, maybe if we get to that Central Conference, we'll be able to
do it. Well, then we'll be doing that in Nashville. And
lots of road trips.
But we have a positive to talk about, at least. We have a win.
It's back on. It's back on, everyone. It's back on.
It's the hope that kills
you. Yeah, I was going to say, remember, Matt, it's the hope that kills you. But yes, technically, St. Louis FC is not mathematically eliminated from the playoffs just yet.
Just yet.
I mean, we're hanging by a thread there.
Can we just call it Herrera FC at this point in time? Because
yeah, he put the team on his back.
Holy shit, was he just... He had that Viper mode going again.
Yeah.
Where you saw it after that first goal, it's like, oh no, he's not done.
Plum off as well with two assists.
Oh,
that was yeah,
good fantastic. Lad. Good lad.
You guys watched more of the game than I did. I had a little family night. But what I did watch, yeah, Plumhoff impressed me. And again... Shout out to Mark Pace. He held it down back there.
Holy cow, did he ever.
One of my players of the year, quietly, silent, steady play back there. And I like him back there.
He had a little struggle at the beginning of the year, but, when Thompson was gone, he's playing 8 games in a row.
Yeah.
Holding down the fort. I mean, basically got no rest during that time.
Yeah.
Thompson comes back, is out with an injury. He's pretty well played a good majority of the games, and
I want to see Mark in goal the last 2 games. I really do.
I think you have to at this point in time.
Too.
I mean, he's earned it. He's, and quite honestly, his play the past couple of games, I have no question in his abilities.
Yeah, and I mean Ryan has had a couple. I mean, I wouldn't say complete bad games, but he's given away a couple of easy goals in his last couple of starts. So. Yeah, I think we're at a pace position right now, and I also want to give a shout out to Coach Tim Leonard, getting his first
professional win. Yeah,
so
yeah,
good for him. That's awesome.
Yeah, and I mean, we've mentioned it the last couple of podcasts. Yes, we've been down and kind of depressed about the results, but they have played better under Tim. They haven't given up the early goals. They've looked more aggressive, and I'm happy the guy got a win.
And like you said, they've looked aggressive. This game, more so than the previous ones, though, I felt like they were coming out with the intention of pressing, with the intention of attack, not sitting back on their heel. The week before, it felt like they were on their heels, that they were waiting to, anybody that sat through the abortion that was that podcast heard us say it many times, that they just kept waiting for something to happen, that it was reactionary. And this time, it felt like they were going out to control.
Yeah, they were proactive. We're going to go out and battle them.
Yeah.
And it worked. And it worked.
And we only need... If we'd have done that 2 more times this season, we'd be looking forward to the playoffs.
That's
more margins.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Again, and the division has been so tight all year long.
Mm-hmm.
We've struggled. But to struggle like we have and still technically be on the fringe?
Because we're not a bad team, and we've said that all along.
Again, that 10-game streak with only one win, if we'd have just gotten a third of those games, we'd be in the playoffs.
Because
we built up a nice lead at the beginning of the year.
If you get 2 of them, you're tied for the last place in the playoffs.
Right. So,
two. All we needed was 2 wins.
But
coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Yep. Yeah.
And... Yeah,
I do want to give a little bit of a defense to our last podcast. I thought it was funny. I thought if you watched the game at the same time, it would have been a better podcast. It was more of a rabble TV than a podcast.
It sounded a good idea 5 beers after the last game
yeah.
to do it, but you know, it didn't work because we're watching the game. Going,
yeah. If we could have compressed that podcast down into, you know, 45 minutes, it would have been good quality content.
Well, and somebody did say, and I do think that's not a bad idea, like you said, the Rabble TV, is that maybe we do the video one where it's, you know, simulcast and they can actually...
Yeah, tune in to us and listen to us instead of the bad announcers from wherever. Oh. There's a lot of bad announcers in this league.
I know. You know, of course,
it's going to USL next year, so I don't know how that's going to go.
Ramsey's done a great job for us. I think we're lucky. I think he's done well. You know, I'm afraid of what it's going to go to with the centralized announcing, but...
Well, hopefully they'll at least have soccer people. I know some of the teams have baseball people doing the games. If they don't know the game of soccer, it's really not their fault not doing a good job. I mean, you know what I mean?
No.
It's a different game.
Yes.
So you have to know how to call it.
Well, and the thing is, too, much like baseball, you either have to fill dead time and talk, or you have to let the play out.
Right.
And go. There's a science to it. It's not something you can just pick up and do.
Yeah.
This brought to you by Ford Trucks, NFL, concussions.
Chevrolet yellow card.
That is the worst idea in all of marketing for USL. Whoever is doing that, I want them to just go and lay down in a basket of ants and mosquitoes. Because watching these half-wits wave yellow cards on a clean tackle like they know what they're doing. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Anger.
So,
oh, beer.
I do want to give big props. Actually, Jeremy told us to. The team really, really appreciated the people that made the trip down to San Antonio.
There was a good amount, too.
I mean, they were just amazed that, I mean, we have fans show up everywhere, but Malia and Jake Trokey and Gotlands, they were all down there and a couple other people, so congratulations to those guys, and the team really, really appreciated
it. Herrera's dad was down there.
Irvin Herrera's dad, yeah. I want to pay him to come to the last two games.
Yeah, I think so.
If he's going to get a hat trick every time Dad's in the stands, I mean, what's it worth, Jeremy?
Let's talk about that second goal, too, which was the header.
No, header was the first.
Oh, first. I'm sorry. My bad. It was just floated on.
What was the goalie doing? He was in no man's land.
I don't know if he thought he had a chance at coming out to that floater.
After the game he had here.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then contrast it with that
We
game.
Sure proved him to be human.
Yeah, I mean... And I don't know if maybe he thought he was, you know, I got these guys, you know, they can't do anything against me.
Well, I think, to be honest, I think Seth Rudolph had a bit of that. I got this league. After his two-goal debut, I got this league. You know, I think there was an element of that because he's not their starting goalkeeper down in San Antonio. He's their second stringer. And I think there was a bit of, I got these guys, it's all right.
Yeah.
Well, and to be fair, when you're playing well and things are coming naturally, it's kind of easy to ride that confidence, but... When you go up, when Herrera's on fire like that, confidence goes right out the window. You're done.
You know, I do think we would do a performance like that, to be honest. Especially, as you say, the last couple of games under Tim, he's been more progressive. He's been a little bit more forward-thinking. We would do.
Yeah.
It made a difference.
And let's go ahead and add, came out today, Irvin Herrera's the USL Player of the Week.
How could he not be?
And Mark Pace was in the honorable mention there. So,
which is... Well,
good
well
game
deserved.
For those guys. And Herrera's goal total's up to 14 now. He's one out of the lead for Golden Boot for USL.
Two games to go.
He's going against the Cincinnati kid, Akoli. I mean,
the kid's a baller.
Oh, my God.
He really
is.
And we talked about it a little bit before the pod. He's a steady goal a game kind of a player. And Herrera's goes in bursts, you know. So. If he could get another hat trick, you know, that'd be great.
Because Akoli could still put in two games.
Yeah, easily. So,
how bad
especially against the bottom feeders they've got in the Eastern Conference. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. We'd be in the playoffs in the East on 33 points.
Let's see here. Yeah, we would be.
And I think we'd have more than 33 points in the East.
Well, yeah, no, we wouldn't. We'd be just out of it.
I think we'd have more than 33.
No, we would be in it. Yeah. We would be in it. My bad. I can count.
And we might have a few more wins
against
some of the lower teams.
You know, some of them teams.
Montreal and Pittsburgh at 23 points each.
You know, Bethlehem Steel, garbage. Harrisburg, garbage. Orlando City B, garbage. I've watched the games. They're garbage.
I know.
Orlando City B has 32 points, though.
Yeah,
I know. But against Montreal and Toronto, too, you can get their six there.
Yeah.
I'm
just Pittsburgh. Now, Pittsburgh's barely better than Tulsa this year.
I'm channeling.
I feel sorry for them.
I'm channeling podcasters in other markets. St. Louis FC, garbage.
Oh, yeah.
But the funny thing is, though, is that, again, you look at the way, you know, okay, yeah, Red Bulls has run away. I mean, 63 points. That's obscene. Louisville sitting at 56. Again, ridiculous.
Oh yeah,
you know, you're looking.
There's no question.
But look at that bottom. But look at that bottom six teams.
But it's
funny. Tripe.
Yeah, I mean, they're third place for. Or, I'm sorry, fourth place for the West. The Whitecaps at 42 points. You know, that's going to be eighth over there. That's ridiculous. Yeah. You'd be eighth because it's just not balanced. It's haves and have
yeah,
not.
Yeah, it's the good teams and the bottom teams.
It literally goes from 44, drops down to 32 points. There's a 12-point difference between the playoff spots.
The good news is we'll be able to test your theory next year,
well,
man.
Well, I thought we'd do all right in the West this year. Yeah. What happened? Man. You know. But it's back on.
Having seen the two conferences, though, I really am certain the West is much harder.
I think it's more, there's a lot of parity.
Fair, yes.
I think there's a lot of parity.
I think teams like Louisville and New York would be the class of either conference.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
But I think the low end teams have more fight in them in the West.
Yeah. Yes. I think we have more fight in us than Toronto 2 or Bethlehem Steel.
But I'll even say Portland Timbers 2 has more fight in them than that.
Yeah, I do. They slammed Oklahoma City Energy the other day. Holy cow.
Yeah. And here they are, you know, third from bottom at 31 points. That's, I mean, they're not that bad that they're that
any
far out.
I think anyone, Tulsa aside, because they are the outlier, but if anyone can beat anyone in the West on their day, I wouldn't trust the bottom four in the East to get close to the top four in the East.
I think it's fair.
I think it is. No, I think you're right.
But if Portland Timbers beat Sacramento Republic, you'd go okay.
They're capable. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. There's a capability throughout the West.
All right.
I love it because Brad does that long inhale and you think he's got something to say.
No.
And then he's just like, no, done. I am done with this topic. I am moving on.
Well, we do have a lot to talk about coming up this Saturday. As my friend Matt Bird just said, it's on.
Like Donkey Kong.
We're still scratching for points.
You know, if I'm a Louisville City fan and I'm going, we can win the King's Cup and knock them out of the playoffs, I'm walking around semi-erect all week.
Yep.
But I'll counter. The flip side of that is, okay, they've got a new coach. They just got to win. They're scraping for that last playoff point.
Oh, yeah, we're back in the corner.
Oh, and I could say Louisville knows they're in the playoffs.
Yes.
I mean,
like last year, they've got one eye on what's happening in a couple of weeks.
So, yeah, for those of you that don't know, the King's Cup is the rivalry game between us and Louisville. It's a rivalry series, I should say. Louisville won the first game 2-0.
On a bullshit penalty in the last minute.
It was pretty much bullshit. But we have to face them now, and we have to win by 3 goals or more.
Yeah,
the cup. So I'll even
take,
if we win
it's
two
not
to,
gonna happen.
If we win 2-1, Louisville keeps it. So we go.
I just want to win the game. I couldn't give a monkeys about a 10-pot cup right now. I just want to win the game.
Is definitely the first priority is win that game.
And that's the weird thing too, is that if we win that game, there's a part of me that says Oklahoma City's a doable trip. And then there's part of me that says, every time I travel, they lose. I'm not doing it.
I'm going to watch a movie with my daughter.
Yeah.
Because that seems to be the winning formula right now.
I'm going to fucking Florida.
There we go. Yeah.
Because if we've got a chance going to Oklahoma City, imagine the drive back if we didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's exactly why I couldn't.
But imagine sitting home, having won the game, and going, where are we playing next week?
Well,
then planning that trip. That's the trip to go on.
I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but we are having a big watch party for that last Oklahoma City game at ITAP.
This is truth.
They're going to do something special. I don't know what it is exactly yet, but
we know part of it.
You know,
they have STLFC ITAP branded mugs.
Yeah,
that they're going to do a drink special for.
So you show up, buy the mug, and there'll be some refill specials on it.
And it's like a nice mug. It's not like, you know.
That's my wedding anniversary, so Erica, we've got plans.
Honey, I want to take you somewhere nice for dinner.
What did you get me?
Just go, mug. Go down to Sweet Divine, get a couple of cupcakes.
Yeah.
Mission Taco, come on, chop chop.
Yeah. I think that'll work. I honestly know Erica. She'd go for that.
She can hang.
That's right. You know, but yeah, I think that watch party is going to be a blast. Yeah. I think.
But before we get there, let's talk about King's Cup. Pizzagate 2 in the parking lot. No, we're not serving pizzas. We're raising money for a good cause.
We do have good food coming, though.
We do have some good food. The tailgate will start at 5:30, like normal.
We'd hope to get in earlier, but events have clouded it.
Some kind of tournament that day earlier, so getting in at 5:30. The tailgate crew is going to get there a little early because they're doing something special for this tailgate.
Are they ever?
They're deep frying turkeys.
Oh, Thanksgiving.
I told them to save one so we can, you know, get really drunk and see what happens.
Brad's going to fuck that chicken.
Well, no, I was hoping to cause a fire in the parking lot.
Oh.
you know, I want to ruin it for everyone. But there's going to be fried turkey. As always, there's a $5 suggested donation if you want to eat that turkey. We're also going to be selling empty cups. Empty cups will cost a $5 donation.
That's a deal.
There may be places hidden around the tailgate where you could fill those cups. But
I probably will be near one of those.
Under no circumstances do we sell alcohol. Mm-mm. We sell empty cups. Mm-hmm. So
they're special cups.
They're special cups.
Because they're for
filling.
The King's Cup.
Yes. Well, no.
They're King's Cups.
Well, yeah.
They're King's Cup honorary cups.
That's right.
That's what they are.
It's a souvenir take-home cup.
That's right.
Made by Solo. you know, that would be funny. You know, have like big trophies for games, the Waterford, you know, crystal cups.
Well, you know, because our jerseys are blue. That's a red Solo cup equals purple for the LC. So yeah, there you go.
And it matches our collar on the jersey that is being retired.
But we'll come back to that.
I do want to mention that we're going to have a couple raffles. Got some different things. All this money is going to charity. We're having a merch sale. Any 2016 scarves and any remaining Punisher t-shirts, we're cutting them in half. $10.
Literally. I'm going to have scissors. I'm going to cut everything in half.
And of that $10, half of that is going to the charity. The Coopers are going to be in town, and maybe some of the Purple family. All of the Purple cosplayers from around the favorite cartoon networks will be there. We're going to be giving the Luligan Player of the Year award at the game.
Who's the Player of the Year? Are we going to announce it?
I don't want to announce it just yet because the voting's still not done. But
super secret ballot.
Yes, if you, I bet people could guess who it's going to be.
I voted for Matt Fondy last year.
There you go. He was quite the special player.
Brian Gall this year, is it?
I so should have.
The best players are the ones that are gone.
I do want to mention this game is almost sold out. So
super close.
We are going to have a sellout for the last game. If you haven't got your tickets yet, please contact our friend Darian at the ticket office and get that done. We will have a few straggler tickets up at the merch table that we will sell for donation, but I don't think there's going to be very many because it's the last game of the year and everybody's using their tickets.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on those.
No.
And it's a long off season, and everyone's, in the back of the mind, everyone's going, this is the last time I got a chance to watch this team before March, so.
That's right.
It's a long time to March.
So again, we're raising money for the St. Louis Area Food Bank. This goes back to last year, our charity contest with the Coopers. So we really want to raise a lot of money. And again, I want to remind you, we do not charge membership fees. So how about you throw in some money?
This is the time when, you know, you get the extra $20 out of the ATM and toss it in the bucket.
Yeah, and whatever you can afford. If it's a dollar, we'll take a dollar. If it's 10, 20, whatever you got, we will gladly take that money.
We do not take children.
Do not take children. They're too hard to flip. and one last thing I want to say about this weekend. You know, a lot of teams, last home game of the year, they do like a fan appreciation. We're going to do a Luligan Appreciation Day.
We're going to make it about us.
We're going to make it about us. We're going to make it about you. And here's what we're going to offer for Luligan Appreciation Day. If you come up to the merch table during our tailgate party and you ask nicely, you will either get a pat on the back, or we will drink a toast to you. So just come up and ask for your pat on the back or your toast, and we'll do that.
Or a hug.
Or a hug. Because all those things are within our budget to do.
Yep.
Well, the Heretics aren't coming, so someone's got to give out hugs.
That's right. Right.
Right.
So come up for a Luligan Appreciation Day.
We will do fist bumps.
We'll do fist bumps. We'll do
cheers.
We'll do lots of stuff, but no sex.
Well,
post game.
Between you and me.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. There might be a thunderstorm.
That's true. So that's what we got going on for
Luligan Appreciation.
Luligan Appreciation Night. Also, the team wants you to know they're having a green out. They want everybody to wear green. I think I'm going to wear navy because whatever the team says doesn't usually work. So I'm going opposite.
It's my last chance to wear my navy shirt. I'm going to wear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was odd. We can talk about that. They've announced they're retiring that jersey. I would think if that jersey is no longer going to be worn,
it'd be a blue out.
They should wear that jersey one last time. I think they've lost all hope in the navy jersey.
It's cursed.
The green shirt.
It's a good looking shirt.
Is a good looking shirt. It is. And I do think going forward, our color should be green. And I think it's the right decision to make the green shirt our primary shirt. That said, I can't buy one. So,
au contraire.
Hold on, Matt. We've got good news for you.
So we spoke with Mr. Alan Baugh this morning about it, and they will come in dad sizes.
Yes, that's dad bod.
That's my new phrase for double XL.
I don't know that it will be exactly the same green shirt that we have, but it will be...
The green jersey.
The green jersey will be...
Available in 2XL.
Available in 2XL. Maybe even, I don't know, 3XL, but that's the green, the blue ones came in up to 3XL.
Right.
So they're going to try. They know that's an issue.
I do like the green jersey.
It's a good looking kit.
I love it a lot. So. Well, hell, that's what the Luligan jersey was last year, and it looks so good. And people are like, why isn't that our jersey?
So there you go.
Now it is. Green. Although I am good with the blue trim and the white shorts, it's still, you know,
yeah,
it all
I wouldn't
works.
Mind a little more blue in it, but...
I actually like, I think having white shorts and white socks, I think it looks clean.
Oh, it does. It absolutely does.
I actually like our away strip, you know, the white. I do think it looks crisp and sharp. I like the white strips.
I do too. But I'm happy we're wearing green.
At home especially.
Yes.
One more note about the tailgate. I still have stuff that has not been picked up that was pre-ordered over the summer. You must pick up your stuff by the last tailgate. We've held it for you all year.
Oh, we're deep frying it.
we might deep fry it. We might do a grab bag for charity where, you know, give me $5 bucks and you can have whatever's in this box.
Post game.
Yeah, so pick up your stuff.
That goes for the hats too as well, because if you pre-ordered a hat, there's been like 5 games now.
We've got hats, we've got t-shirts, and we've got scarves that were never picked up, so you've been warned. We've given you a whole year to pick it up.
Now, don't go thinking that in this grab bag there's anything from like 3 years ago.
No.
Because we did that last year.
Yeah, we went through last year and gave away the old stuff, so this is all stuff from 2016.
Yeah, so don't be thinking you're going to get this personal Space Invader scarf. It ain't happening.
Those are gone. So pick up your shit.
Reminds me of the joke that a guy goes to Manchester United souvenir store and he buys a grab bag from the souvenir store and it's £5 and he doesn't know what's in it. And this is back in the 80s and 90s, this joke. And he goes and buys his grab bag. And he then goes to Main Road to Manchester City and buys a grab bag from their souvenir store. And it's £5. And he opens the Manchester United one. And there's a trading card of Peter Schmeichel in there. There's a little pin badge, you know, and there's a poster. And there's a little air freshener with the kit. You know, and he opens up the Manchester City grab bag and there's a season ticket. Sorry, way off base, but you know. Just no season tickets in our grab bag.
No.
So, okay, now we can talk about other news. Ta-da.
We have other news?
We do have other news. Just because it's fun to talk about. There was an unretirement in MLS.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
everyone's
Christ.
Favorite Landy Cakes, Landon Donovan, came out of retirement.
I did like Who Are You brought back the Landy Cakes shirt.
Yeah, they did.
That's awesome.
I guess it might have had more to do with the Galaxy needing some help. I don't know, but
what was longer,
his sabbatical or his retirement?
Yeah, no shit.
What is it? I think they said he's only going to get like 10 games in, something like that.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like $135,000 they're paying him, so he's not even, you know, on the big money thing. He doesn't even get his number back. He's got like 26 or something like that now.
I mean, I know Donovan is a polarizing figure. I know.
Is this like Jordan playing for the Wizards kind of feeling to it? Where it's kinda. Like, you know, it doesn't really.
But
he didn't have to go in the fire for that.
Yeah. Well, there's people that love Landon Donovan and that are thrilled that they'll get to see him one more time. There's people like me who are like, I actually started to like the guy now that he was away from the game a little bit.
Well, and his commercials have
have been good. And I don't know.
It just shows to me that players retire and then they miss it.
Well, sure.
Donovan misses the game, and he just sat around and went.
So does this really make MLS the retirement league?
Yeah, it's. I mean, was it you, Bird, that said there's none more MLS than, you know, this move?
There really isn't.
I thought it would be great if the Galaxy signed him and then traded him to Chicago for Cam. You know, that would have been the super MLS move.
Well, and that was the funny thing too. Is the first thing I started doing was okay with MLS's crazy rules. You know, obviously they would change it for the Galaxy for him to go back.
I don't care what the rules are.
But it would have been funny if it's like, oh, no, actually, you know, Colorado can claim him.
Chicago had a discovery claim in on Landon Donovan. It's bullshit. And, you know, the Galaxy was the only team that he would ever play for. So
right. There wasn't ever a question of that. It just would have been fun. Because you know that there's somebody, some GM somewhere that would do it just to.
And they got rid of DeJong last couple weeks, and they said that made room for him. And I'm like, even if they hadn't, MLS would have found a way to get Landon Donovan.
Did you see?
Back in LA
did you
jersey.
See the video MLS made for?
Yeah,
that was embarrassing.
It was
embarrassing.
It was funny.
He's played 18 times and he scored no goals with no assists.
Yeah,
like, well, he's a defensive midfielder,
right? Right.
You know, you're basically saying Andres Iniesta is shit,
right?
Because it's the same.
Yeah. No, but I when I saw the little video highlight of him like pulling on the jersey in his locker room, you know, I thought, oh, they're gonna sell a whole shitload of number 26 jerseys.
That was
they do love a publicity stunt. MLS for me, as again, it's a marketing company that has a sideline business in soccer.
You know, credit to them if they sell a few more jerseys. It's like the Michael Jordan 45 jerseys when he came back from baseball.
Well, that's cool for the LA fans that want to see him. I guess it's great, but I'm not, you know, there was immediately people, get him on the national team. Oh, come on. You know, knock it off. You know, we've got another number 10 playing for the national team right now that excites me a little more than Landon Donovan ever did, that Pasilic. I mean.
I got hate mail. I got hate mail. Because remember when he hit the both posts?
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, Pulisic, oh, did you see that? I'm like, Mr. Fucking open goal. How shit are you?
Yeah.
Hate mail. People just, you know, context and Twitter and all.
That was.
Honestly, aren't you kind of used to that by now, though?
Yeah, watching that, I was like, how did he do that? Like, that took more skill than actually burying that goal, I think. Hitting both posts without it going in.
But man, is he exciting to watch.
Yeah, he is.
He's a cut above. But again, the kid's 17. Let's dial the high.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. No. You know he's got something. Well,
we've seen many next great thing. And,
you know, no disrespect to Newcastle, but Yedlin's played in the championship.
Yep.
Miazgas are going on loan to VS Gypsy 23 or whatever, you know. So, I mean.
Altidore, Agudelo. Yeah. I mean, all of these guys, quality players and had nice careers for themselves, but they were all touted as the next one. You know what I mean?
You didn't even mention Freddie.
Well, no. I mean,
I think that's just you take Freddie out of the equation as the.
No, Freddie should always be there as a reminder. Shut the fuck up.
But the thing is, it's MLS that pumps these players.
It absolutely is.
And Pulisic is not MLS. He's got nothing to do with MLS.
No.
Not for another 10 years when they pay him $10 trillion to come back.
Well, hey, they could do it in 3 years. You know, think about Michael Bradley. We pulled him back when he was in the prime of his career.
Yeah, but he was struggling to find time over there, though. It wasn't like he had a...
He had offers.
Yeah, but he didn't have the clean cut. If Pasilic does well, he's going to have a whole lot better option than Bradley did.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. He's farther ahead at his age.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah.
So I think it's not apples and oranges, but it's oranges and tangerines.
It's not beyond the realm of possibility that, let's say, Beckham FC gets off the ground and his Brazilian owner wants to show the kid $20 million.
But also, I mean, with Pulisic, every nation, every top-tier soccer nation has a couple of players who are 17 and promising.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, Pulisic is not a one-off here.
Well, no.
I mean, Oliver Burke, who's from Scottish and 17, 18, has gone to Red Bull Leipzig and beat Dortmund this year. Yeah. Beat Dortmund this weekend.
Brazil's always got a next Ronaldo down there.
I mean, England's got Rashford. You know, all these.
I think that's the problem, though, is that the United States doesn't.
And that's why we put all our hopes on and put too much faith in that one kid every year or every 5 years.
And that's a problem unto itself that we're not creating these players, you know.
I just hope the kid stays over there, keeps his head down, and keeps working because he looks great so far.
So objectively, do we have a chance in 10 years of having multiple next ones, or are we going to still...
Looking at the U17s right now, no.
That's why I said 10 years.
Well, we're about to, talking of the U17s.
Yeah.
We'll have a look.
We've got a game coming up October 8th. It was announced today. The St. Louis FC U18 team will be playing the United States U17 team at Soccer Park.
Season ticket holders get a discount on that ticket.
$5.
Not a bad little price there.
I don't understand it. I picked Section 8 when I bought my ticket, but they're saying it's pretty much all general admission, so... They're going to let season ticket holders in a little earlier so we can... I mean, we're taking Section 8. That's given. but, you know, last time we did a United States youth team game out there, some of the Scott Gallagher parents...
You were invited to disappear.
Yeah, they didn't take kindly to us cheering for the United States of America. What the fuck? Let's make it great again. some of them wanted us to leave. Because we were cheering against a little Johnny Jr.
But you know what? This isn't a Gallagher team. This is the academy for St. Louis FC.
Right. And, I mean, again, I think we'll have both. We'll have people cheering for the United States. We'll have.
I feel like I need to wear two shirts.
Yeah, I'm not bothered either way. I just want to go see the game and, you know, see
because
some young players.
It's a long off season.
Yes.
You know, by October, we'll have recharged our batteries and be ready to go
again.
Well,
and, I mean, back to that last incident. I mean, this was... 3 years ago now, I guess. We never had a problem with people cheering for the Gallagher kids. They had a problem with us cheering against their kids.
Yeah.
Because we were cheering for the United States. We weren't cheering against 17-year-old kids.
But in their minds, it was. Because, you know, Aiden, Jaden, and Caden look up to Big Brother.
Wasn't it about 3 weeks ago you told a guy that was cheering for Seattle 2 to get the fuck out of our section?
Yeah. yeah.
To be fair, that was our section. And 3 years ago, we were in a section unto ourselves.
But no, there'll be some American Outlaws in Section 8 wearing their United States jerseys, and that's cool. I mean, I think this game's more of a showcase, more of a friendly atmosphere.
It'll be a party.
Yeah.
We'll make it up. We make everything a party.
I'm going to yell at them all. I hate kids. No, I posted in the Outlaws thing because people were already, you know, I'm wearing United States. Well, why don't you love St. Louis FC? It's like, can't we all just get along here?
I mean, there's no wrong answer to that.
No.
But to be adamantly for one and against the other is, yeah. I think that is the wrong answer.
Well, and
I agree. I agree with you.
Because honestly, this is club and country. That's the way... That's the way things are supposed to go.
But it'll be interesting to see if some of the American Outlaw fanboys who have never come out to St. Louis FC but are all rah-rah for the United States, if they'll come out. It's in their backyard. These are the youth players
but
of
you know,
tomorrow.
It's 20 miles away.
It's $5.
But in the same vein, though, there'll be Luligan people that have never been to the Amsterdam to watch a U.S. game.
Well, that's
go,
true.
Oh, you know what? This is cool. I can get with these guys.
Yeah. It's a good opportunity for both sets of fans to meet the others that, I mean, most of us
There's
float
an 80%
back and forth.
Float over.
Right. But there'll be a chance for some people to come out to Soccer Park and have a good time, and there'll be a chance for maybe some people, like you said, who've never been to an AO event to have some fun there, so. We encourage everybody to come out.
It's $5. Come watch some soccer.
I think it's $8 if you're not a season ticket holder. Is that?
Well, there's no excuse. If you're listening to this and not a season ticket holder,
then
come meet me for your face slap.
Yeah, we'll offer those at the tailgate, too. Come up, tell us.
Should I do that to half the people anyway?
Are you here for the appreciation pat on the back or for the Matt Bird face slap?
To be honest, face slaps aren't anything new.
Yeah, well, some people are into that, too. So... No, it'll be a good time, and I hope you come out. And you know what's great about it for me? I'm not going to be selling T-shirts or scarves before the game.
I'm not going to be on the radio.
I'm going to be sitting on my ass in the parking lot getting blackout drunk.
You know what? I might join.
It's time to time travel.
It might be a Wade Boggs day.
Yeah. I can't wear either shirt. I'm going white Hanes T-shirt with a Sharpie, and we're doing Wade Boggs. Done and done. I'm impartial.
That's right. That doesn't get any more impartial. White and black, right down the middle.
And we'll take turns alternating drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon and Ale Fleur One.
Even better.
Or I guess Dale's is now the official beer of Outlaws, isn't it?
We could do that too as well. All right.
So anyway, that's October 8th. So please come out.
That's fantastic.
You know, the last USA game, there was a big announcement at Amsterdam Tavern that turned out to be not so much of an announcement. Do we even want to talk about the Foundry? I mean, they haven't...
Yeah, I'll talk about the Foundry.
they haven't really announced anything yet.
They've given me no reason to take this seriously.
A Twitter account, a website...
And some hats.
And some... Well, but the hats technically aren't even theirs.
Yeah.
Technically, even though there seems to be a lot of heavy-handed crossover between the two.
They keep saying there's going to be more information. They're going to release this. They're going to release that.
And I thought that was the point of the thing at the Amsterdam was releasing of information.
Yeah, that turned out to be, we're going to tell you more soon. So, I don't know.
Here's the thing. The area that they're talking about building in is, you know, under consideration for blightment from the area. And... all that means is that property development will be super cheap for a big-time developer just to come in and redo it. That's all it means. We've seen this before. It's what happened to the IKEA building.
Yeah.
You know, that was a blighted area. They wiped it out. They built a beautiful IKEA there. Everything around there has gone substantially up. This area is the same thing. Just so happens that this guy has a background in property rehab.
Yeah, he does. And that's what's happening in Detroit, too.
Yep. Yep. And I think the area that they're talking about in between SLU, basically in between SLU and Union Station area.
It's not a bad area.
It's not.
No, it's south of 64 where the SLU track is.
Track, sorry, yes.
Chateau and Grand is where they're proposing the stadium. And that's where that whole renovation area is.
Which is not far from the other site that was in the newspaper not too long ago. I mean... Throw a rock, it's not too far from it.
Again, we're looking at an area that is quote-unquote going to be redeveloped at some point in time anyway, be it by SLU or be it by other developers. So
if you buy 5 boarded-up welfare townhomes for $100,000 each, and then you get the taxpayer or the public to plop down a stadium 500 yards down the road, that $500,000 townhome becomes... $2 million potentially.
Yep.
You know, and if you'd have bought,
it looks like there's a lot of that going on here.
I think so. Here's the thing with the Detroit MLS team, the Cavs owner and the Detroit guy want to build it on the Wayne County prison site. Wayne County's been building this prison for like 3 years. They want to put a stadium there because the Detroit guy owns the casino next door, and his property value will go up 100% if there's a stadium next door over a prison.
Right.
And I think that's what's going on here with this forgery group.
I love it. And that being said, I do love the Ben Miller hats. I think they're sharp.
Yeah, those are cool.
You know, the fact that they seem to be heavily tied with this group, there seems to be some question there in my mind.
I like the idea. I like the concept. I like what they're doing. I don't like the flat cap because I'm a 40-year-old Caucasian and I can't do flat bills.
I don't like the snapbacks because I have a fat head. So, but back to the point, there seems to be a lot of spider webs behind this whole thing that interconnect parts. And if they were upfront, if they were honest, if they were putting out valid information, I think we'd give it a little bit more concern. But I don't see Don Garber having lunch with them.
Well, and that's the thing. We know the other group is in talks with Garber already.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need this Foundry group, which they say they've got money, but who knows? They say there's a money man in Florida.
Again, I go back to Slapshot.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if they really are on the up and up and then they want to help the group and it works together, That's fine. I don't know why they aren't just talking to them directly instead of playing this out over blogs and at Amsterdam Tavern.
And that's the thing, too. You're not even playing it out in the media. You're playing it out over Next STL, which...
It's an online news blog. It's
a blog. It's not even a valid news source because, quite honestly, they've gotten a lot of things significantly wrong about development with, you know, with the MLS stadium being at Union Station. You know, that ends.
They gave out Rex's Twitter account as the official Twitter account. I mean, it's just.
Yeah. You know, they don't, you know, they just didn't seem to do the homework on this one. It's, I'm not saying it's shady, but it's in the shadows. And, you know,
there's
at least,
there's nothing there. Like, you know, we could held a press conference and say, you know,
we're going to bring it out
and give out hats and T-shirts, but that doesn't make us a legitimate ownership group. I just don't see anything there. I mean, they were talking about they want to bring NWSL, and like Matt said, there's nothing stopping you.
Yeah, you can get an NWSL franchise out of a vending machine. Go do it.
Somebody at the Amsterdam asked them about the Fire and Ice and working with them, and they didn't know who the Fire and Ice are. If you're in St. Louis soccer and you don't know the players, you know, I mean, the teams and the movers and shakers in St. Louis soccer, that's not a good look.
No.
You know, one guy at the Amsterdam says that the one of the guys there doing the announcement and everything was seemed more of a baseball guy.
Yeah. And the other guy had only been to two St. Louis FC games. If you're talking about bringing an MLS team to St. Louis and your market research doesn't include going to every St. Louis FC game and seeing what's being built right now, right here, and seeing what kind of soccer market there really is in St. Louis, I'm sorry, I'm not taking you seriously.
And back to Bird's point, the guy that's a baseball guy, you Google him real quickly, and the first thing that you see is that he got sued by the Cardinals for
selling charity tickets.
For selling charity tickets. Now, he claims there's a misunderstanding, and there's two sides to every coin. I've never been sued by the Cardinals. I've never been sued by STLFC.
Yeah.
I've never been sued by anybody because I don't misuse things.
But you do like a sandwich.
I do like a sandwich. I should start a sandwich blog.
So I'm not saying there's not something to this group.
I think the guys have money. Don't get me wrong. I think there's some money there. I think there's a difference between the country club these guys go to now and the country club that Robert Kraft goes to, that Don Garber goes to, you know, that Stan Kroenke goes to. These guys are League Two, and they need to be Champions League.
I can have a really, really nice house in Fenton, but it doesn't match a really, really nice house in Ladue.
Right.
Yeah, and you know, MLS is Ladue, and I think these guys are Fenton, and it's just not... And again, you don't play this out in Twitter and media. They would have all this stuff going on behind the scenes. You know, everybody says, well, how do you guys know what's going on? Well, we technically don't know what's going on, but if you follow the podcast, if you follow our Twitter account, if you go to the games, you see our team owners hanging out with us. They're obviously involved. If they're involved and, you know, we're making these statements, it's pretty safe. Some guy that has a Twitter account is not a resource.
And I also want to mention the colors.
You mean Indy 11?
First of all, yeah, the logo looks like Indy 11's. It's the same color as Chicago Fire, which would theoretically be our rival in MLS. And it's a Croatian flag in a dominantly Bosnian town. There are so many strikes on that one aspect of this.
But I love the quote that we heard is that they
it's
got
a nod to Purina.
Yeah, and they got the thumbs up from the Bosnian community.
You didn't talk to a single Bosnian.
No, they could. You probably talked to, you know, one guy that works at the restaurant that he goes to. Hey, what do you think of this idea? Oh, yes, it's good. Give me a good tip. You know, you move on.
There's just, as Brad said, there's nothing there. I mean,
I could be proven wrong. They could come out tomorrow with a plan and a billionaire, and I'll have to eat my words. But right now, I don't see it.
And let's be honest here, and not saying again that we're the be-all, end-all. We've seen this dog and pony show before. This is not the first time that somebody has come in and told us they're going to do something and didn't have shit to show.
And we know a lot of people in St. Louis soccer from a lot of different areas. And when this popped up and we started asking around, nobody knew about it.
I love that half the questions were, who?
Yeah. I mean, so if it had truly legs and they would talk to other people in the community, we would have heard about it.
If Bill McDermott isn't announcing this, then it's not happening.
it's not because a real soccer event in St. Louis unless Bill McDermott is talking about it.
basically. I mean, he's got every poker in every fire. He
I
knows.
Could tell Bill I'm having a press conference at my house about St. Louis soccer, and he would show
oh,
up.
Oh, he'd go with the opening of an envelope.
So, I don't know. Like I said, maybe I'm wrong, but until I'm given any proof otherwise, I'm not putting a lot of stock in this group.
But you know what? We're talking about them.
Yeah, yeah.
And but MLS did an article last year. It said, when will America produce its next Messi? Their Messi. And I think sometimes just talking about it legitimizes it.
Oh, yeah.
Legitimizes the idea. And we're talking about this, so we're de facto legitimizing them.
Well, and it's clickbait. I can post an article on our Facebook page, St. Louis F or St. Lulligan's Facebook page, about St. Louis FC winning a game or trying to get in the playoffs, and it'll get 20 to 30 likes,
yeah,
50, you know, on a good day. I can post a rumor about MLS, and it'll get 200 likes in an hour. You know what I mean? It's that MLS and St. Louis clickbait that it's going to get attention no matter what it is.
Yeah, and I understand. People want to have the best level possible. I understand
I don't blame them for that, but I blame them if they're following, you know, or falling into these, you know.
If people are sat at home thinking MLS is the best level possible, again, come to the tailgate and I will slap you in the face.
No, I don't have any problem with that, but I don't think this group is where you should really be putting all your eggs.
Well, and again, you know,
there are people really working behind the scenes to bring MLS
yes,
to St. Louis.
Again,
yes,
when Don Garber shows up in town, stands on a stage at Ballpark Village
with
Jim Cavanaugh, he's not doing that with a guy that writes a sandwich blog.
When Detroit had those two owners announce their intentions,
yeah,
Don Garber was stood there.
And I will throw out that there is a guy in Detroit trying to bring USL Pro there, who's got a USL PDL team. There is a Detroit FC group that is killing it at the NPSL level.
Correct.
But Garber showed up when the money guys were there.
Yes.
So
Garber did not show up at the Amsterdam Tavern.
Pay attention to who Don Garber is talking to.
Yes.
Again, we're you know, we made the conversation earlier. These guys go to a different country club.
Mm-hmm.
Don Garber hangs out
literally
literally. He's hanging out with Robert Kraft. He's hanging out with the Hunt family. He's hanging out with, you know,
the Anschutz.
The Kroenkes.
You can go down the list. You're naming ridiculous sums of money. People that can afford an NFL team. People that can afford to buy a country if they
want
to.
And let's not kid ourselves. It's still an old boys group, these owners of sports teams.
Yeah.
Whether it's NBA, NHL, mm-hmm. NHL maybe a little outlier, but
no,
baseball,
still is, though.
Those guys, they run in the same circles. They want to be big shots with their friends. These are the guys that buy pro teams in today's market when we're talking about $200 million for the entry-level team.
It's a $200 cover charge.
Right.
$200 million cover charge.
But if you're friends with Robert Kraft, it might only be $150.
Right.
Well, there you
because
go.
Because rich people pay less for stuff than we do.
Yes,
believe it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's
well, and they owe Kraft some money.
Yeah,
because Kraft put in a lot of money over the years.
And these are the ways that the world works. Like it or not, this is the way business works. This is the way, you know. And you can't just stand up and say, "I'm going to do something."
There's certain things working against this fraudery group, right? There's
every time he says it, I giggle.
I kudos to the guy that told it me. You know, I'll tip my hat to him. Anyway, the tie-in with MLS and USL. You know, you're fighting.
Yes, that's the other thing.
You know, you're fighting against that relationship.
They're not going to piss on a guy who's spent millions of dollars to bring USL level soccer to St. Louis.
Yes, they're not, because of the relationship. Because as soon as you piss on one USL independent USL team owner, you piss on them all.
Yeah.
Because then Louisville owner will look at you differently, and then, you know,
Sacramento, San Antonio,
exactly. Louisville or Cincinnati will look at it and say, "Wait a minute. You could just give it to somebody else who comes into my market after I've built the groundwork."
That's
here.
Exactly right. Yeah, you've got people looking at two St. Louis FC games and, "Oh, this is cool. I'll bring MLS."
Yeah.
You know, they've done nothing. They have done nothing. What have this group done to, ask yourself, what has this group done to grow soccer in the city in the last 10 years?
They ain't in the goddamn Hall of Fame.
But you know what I mean? They have done nothing.
Going to SLU soccer games doesn't make you a player.
Second thing, this video they brought out. They did not show a single fan at a sporting event in St. Louis.
They went to one game at the Amsterdam.
And they were outside of Busch Stadium. They were outside of Busch Stadium when Roma and Liverpool played. If they're too cheap to buy the rights to go and film inside the stadium, how much money do they have?
Well, my offense was they went and just basically showed Liverpool fans. And again, nothing against Liverpool fans, but it's a polarizing club. If you're going to show pretty much only one club in your video, that's already a bad sign.
But I do think they're obviously Liverpool fans. You look at who they follow on Twitter, and it's Robbie Fowler, Jamie Carragher. You know,
well, then that explains even so, which is even worse that they're so close-minded to the whole process that they have no idea what's going on. Fuck them.
I don't know.
This is done.
I don't know. Again, they might have something to offer, but they should have gone about it a different way. They should have gone.
It just doesn't stack up, Brad.
I don't think so.
It doesn't.
So, all right, let's move on. Now that we'll get a bunch of hate from them.
Fine. You know what? I welcome them. I will be more than happy.
Talk to us. Show me something.
I will be more than happy to pack up my gear and go interview them somewhere.
Show me something.
Really? Show us it. Absolutely, I will.
It's like the Zoom recording. It's easier.
I'm not going.
Yeah, you are. Somebody's got to carry this shit.
No, but seriously,
for me.
Show me something.
Yes.
You've not shown me anything.
Please have us on. You know, we'll have you on. Show us everything you've got. Show that you're a competitor.
Yeah, show me something first, then we'll talk about having them on. Let's talk about...
Oh, because if they don't, I'm going to embarrass the shit out of
them. There's a foot golf tournament on September 18th. That's Sunday after the game. St. Louis FC's All Fleur One campaign. I think it's $200 for a foursome. They still got spots available. Go get on that.
I would like to play foot golf at some point in time. The day after the Louisville game... I am not going to be in any condition to do so.
No, that would not be good. But they are going to have some players out there, and it's for a good cause if you want to go out and have some fun. I know Carlos went out last week and played just, you know, on his own, said it was a great time.
The
so.
Players are not allowed to do the long drives.
Yeah, they won't be doing the drives.
That was one thing that was communicated. And the way some of them passed a couple of weeks ago, I would have said I don't want them doing the short ones either, but they redeemed themselves this
yes,
past
they
weekend.
Did.
Tell you what, winning changes everything. Even though
I haven't been in a shitty mood all week.
Yeah, even though our playoff hopes are hanging by
a thread,
we
You're
won.
Always in a shitty mood.
We won,
but it's not as shitty.
Okay, fair enough.
But we won, man, and it
changes everything.
Everything.
It does. There was
it
a
does.
Lightness.
Yes. It. You know, people aren't sniping at each other on Facebook and Twitter, and
yeah, everybody's laughing, having a good time.
You know, it's people are making
it's back
jokes.
On. It's back on.
We're gonna make the playoffs.
It's the hope that kills you.
That
should be on our next shirt.
That should
be
on the
next
scarf.
It's the hope
that
kills
you. 2017. It's the hope that'll kill us. I still
want baskets in our glowing envoy.
Yeah, that's that might just be a small run for those of us who would really appreciate it. And this is the last topic that I have to bring up. We did talk to Jeremy today, and he wanted to assure everyone that the search for a new coach is going well. Lots of interest. Obviously, it's a stressful time for him. Anybody that's seen Jeremy lately knows he's really sweating this one. He knows it's a big decision and wants to get it right. So they're taking their time. They're going to find the right fit. And I don't know, on Twitter, had a little interaction with Rangan. You know,
I'll buy his flight right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's... Somebody said bring Freddie with you, speaking of Freddie Adu earlier.
Bring Tommy Heinemann with you.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, no kidding.
Joe Cole.
So they are looking for the coach, and it's going well. And
I don't envy that decision. You know, I mean, I'll talk to Jeremy and joke and laugh with him, try and pry information about kits and schedule. And
oh, yeah.
And maybe players that he might sign.
I'm not joking about this at all.
No, because
I'm leaving him alone. And you do your thing. Don't worry about what us knuckleheads think. Yeah. You make the right call. You make the professional decision. Don't have me saying, you know, I think we can get Frank Gallup away from Arizona. You know, you do your own thing, Jeremy, and we will trust in you.
And the one thing, and he's probably going to roll his eyes when I tell this story, but tough shit. We're independent. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
That's right, bitch. We're done a bunch of shills.
That's right. But his wife, Tammy, was at the corner last
yeah.
game, and she's a sweetheart.
She had some friends there.
Oh, that was the game before. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. But she, you know, she stopped by and said, hey. And, you know, I kind of said, hey, you know, keeping his spirits up, you know, just kind of, you know, how's he? And she said, you know, if it wasn't for you guys in the corner, his job would be so much harder. You know, that he really, truly, deep down appreciates everything that we do. And how everybody's always welcoming and happy to him. So
realizes we're gonna. Lynch him if he gets it wrong.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. I think she was shit faced.
Okay. No.
But you know, it is. So you know, when you see him and you know you're clapping him on the back and you know shaking his hand and maybe inappropriately hugging him for a little too long, you know, it's doing the man good, according to his wife. Now, yeah. She also might be saying that just because she wants him out of the house, but
same goes for Fred and Pat Barry and people like that. They really do appreciate it when you say hi to them and you know, thank them for what they're doing out there. It's hard work, and as we said before, these are the people that are showing us what they're doing for St. Louis
soccer.
So yeah, maybe the results haven't gone exactly how we've wanted them, but there's never any doubt that these guys are committed to this 100%.
I still wouldn't want to spend my Saturday nights anywhere else.
No. As nice as it was watching it on the couch, it's not the same as being there.
I love being there. Don't get me wrong. I was just comparing where I was watching it this time to driving 6 hours to Tulsa. Because, you know, driving 6 hours to Tulsa over watching it by a pool.
Well, and I mean, we've talked about, you know, that depression feeling after your team loses. I still don't want to lose that. I mean, you know what I mean? It's my team. It's
an investment.
Yeah.
It's an emotional investment. It really is. You want it all at all times.
Yeah. And different people, you know, put different amounts of effort into it. But I think we all appreciate that Saturday night where we get to see our friends and have a few beers and watch some live soccer.
A few dozen beers.
There's nothing better.
No, there really isn't. I mean, it's our dysfunctional family.
It's better if we win.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine 2 years ago, before this team had even kicked a ball, we'd be sat here now talking like this?
Yeah,
the end of the second season?
No.
It's flown. It has flown.
Yeah. No, it was, you know, remember the countdown to that first game. It was, you know, will it ever get here? And like you said, now we're closing in on the end of the second season.
And the worst thing is that, you know, come the end of September, October, when it's all over, it's like, oh, shit, how much longer do we have?
Yeah.
I'll take a month of downtime.
It's always a nice little break. You know, it's like, okay, I can breathe. I can do a few things with the family on Saturday nights or whatever. But yeah, it won't be long till we're like,
we're texting Jeremy. What's the away kit?
Yeah.
Like?
Yep. Where's the first signing? You know? Yeah. So, I don't know. But come out Saturday night. It's the last home game of the season.
It's going to be so much fun.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to drink a few beers. We're going to eat some fried turkeys. And, you know, just...
I hope to God we can win. I do. I just want to beat them. I want to, you know, go to the last game with something to play for is really all that we can ask for at this point.
Yeah, and I mean, again, facing Louisville, one of the final games of the season, it's a nice cap to the season. You know, I mean, that's a team that I want to beat. So let's do it.
I always want to beat Louisville.
Yeah.
And again, this is... There's a chance it actually could mean something for once.
Yeah,
you know, last year at the end of it all,
it didn't mean
anything.
You know, this time last year we were out of it.
We were well and truly out of it.
I mean, we're still technically
even
in.
After it's on, Matt.
It's back on.
After a shit show, 11 or 12 games, somehow we still have
we're
a chance
still
to
devoted,
rise out of it.
And we're still
that's right.
We've got the goddamn hope that it's going to kill us.
The problem is looking at the future schedule. Orange County Blues have got to play Vancouver and Rio Grande Valley. You know, so Orange County Blues are struggling to stay eighth. San Antonio got to play Tulsa.
Yeah.
That's
maybe maybe we broke them. Maybe we just put that dent in their confidence, and Tulsa will come through for us.
But I mean, still, I mean,
maybe my hair will grow back.
You know, I'm looking at Oklahoma City Energy. If we got Oklahoma City Energy on the last game, they play on the Tuesday, so they'll be on short rest. And I'm like, all these permutations and analysis are going on.
I
in
can't
my head.
Think about it.
I'm trying not to think about it. I'm just saying. Let's just win our two games, and if just so happens we get in the playoffs, then I'll party.
Part of me wants us to be done. Just kill it. Just be done because I can't think of anything else. I'm like, well, if we beat this and then they lose to this and these two, we need these two to draw tonight. Oh, Arizona plays the Monarchs, I think, tonight. We need to draw there.
But look at it this way, Matt. If we do get into the playoffs, we know we can beat Colorado Switchbacks. We know we can play with Vancouver because we've done it. Dude, all we got to do is get in the playoffs, and we could win the whole thing, Matt.
You know, it was
funny. We could do it, Matt.
But we were just talking about...
Bert and I were talking about while we were waiting for you to show up.
We've been playing playoff... If we win our last three games...
It's like hockey. Every year, it's like, oh, we've been playing playoff hockey going into the last couple of weeks. You know, and it's like...
We're on a roll.
You know, it's any given Sunday kind of concept.
We're peaking at the right time.
Yeah. You know, it's like all of a sudden you start having those rationalizations that come in.
Bird's plugging things into Football Manager and running simulation games.
Timmy Mourinho. Yeah.
And it, all it is just fallacies.
But that's what it is, boys.
That's the passion of the game.
We know we have a good team, but they proved it on Saturdays.
And it's our team, and we're...
That's the part. It's
our
team.
We're committed to this. I mean...
You know, that's the one
thing. We're gonna miss the playoffs by a point. You know, it's not enough to blow the playoffs by four games to go.
Would it be better?
Yes, it would be better.
Crash out and miss it by 10 points. Yes, it than would. Just miss it by one.
We're gonna need go to Oklahoma City Energy needing a win, and we're gonna get a draw, and we're gonna miss it by a point.
I think we'll win, and then one other team will
last minute fucking goal by San Antonio.
Right.
That's what's gonna happen.
We'll be in the playoffs for 5 minutes.
Stoppage time.
I stood there as Sergio Aguero won the league for City the last kick of the game, and I was like, this can't get any worse. And I can see it. It's gonna happen, man.
Yeah. Yep. So come to ITAP on that last week and watch Matt die. His heart will explode.
Hanging from the rafters.
It'll be amazing. It'll be amazing.
Join us Saturday, and then join us the following Saturday at ITAP, and we're going to have a good time.
We always have a good time regardless. Even in the dark days, we still had a good time.
That's true.
At least what I can remember.
Yep.
Anything else?
That's all I got.
We're not ending the podcast on the word awful this week.
No, we're not. We're ending it on the...
I apologize to everyone who sat through that 90-minute charade. Dude.
Again, it was a good idea.
We're ending it on the words, it's back on.
It's back on.
It's the hope that kills you, but it's back on. See ya. Every